Good afternoon. Showers are going to decrease in coverage this afternoon as they move south and east early on due to the weakening forcing associated with that cold front that passed through this morning. High temperatures will have already occurred for the day in the first half of the day, with temperatures falling during the afternoon. It will be much cooler by late in the day with a brisk northwest breeze developing in the wake of the cold front, and sky should remain mostly cloudy into the early afternoon with gradual clearing through late afternoon, especially in the valleys. Winds will become gusty this afternoon and temperatures will do a quick 5 to 10 degree drop based on the passage of that front. For the night tonight, we will see much drier and cooler conditions with skies generally becoming mostly clear, although some extra clouds could linger across some of the higher areas in the Adirondacks. It will be much cooler than recent nights with lows in the upper 20s to mid 30s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a low pressure system currently moving onshore into the Pacific Northwest will interact with a surge of very cold air from western Canada to result in significant snowfall to spread from the northern Rockies into the northern plains today. The snow will then push further southward into the central Rockies and the high plains on Sunday. Together with plunging temperatures and blustery northerly winds, this will likely continue into Monday. Many locations will see 6 or more inches of snow by Monday morning for the lower elevations, increasing to a foot of snow or more for the higher elevations in the northern and central Rockies. Temperatures will plummet over a vast portion of the country with this early season Arctic blast, resulting in numerous near or record-breaking daily values. The past 24-hour lower 48 state temperature extremes ranged from a high of 100 degrees at Falcon Lake in Texas to a low of 1 at Hornet Mountain in Montana. For those traveling across the Northeast today in New York City, we are looking mostly cloudy with a slight chance for a shower as highs reach near 69. In Boston, we stay mostly cloudy with a high near 70. And in Buffalo, mostly cloudy with a high near 48 degrees. Here are the Albany, New York climate normals for today. The average high is 57, while the average low is 37. The record high of 75 was set back in 2017, while the record low of 16 was set back in 1969. Today's sunrise was at 7:20 a.m. The sun is set to set at 5:58 p.m. It's a total of 10 hours and 38 minutes of daylight today. It's a loss of 2 minutes and 41 seconds of daylight from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts. For the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, we are looking at some isolated showers early on, but then turning partly sunny as temperatures fall into the low 50s and upper 40s by sunset. Winds will change to a northwesterly flow as temperatures stay in the low 50s. For the night tonight, partly cloudy skies with overnight lows dropping down to the low 30s and upper 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, we will see a slight chance of showers early on in the afternoon. Otherwise, we'll stay mostly cloudy as highs do reach into the mid to upper 60s. We will see things start to cool down rapidly as we work our way into the overnight hours. Overnight lows look to drop down towards the mid-30s as we have mostly clear skies. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, we are seeing the chance for some showers early on this afternoon. Otherwise, we will stay cloudy as temperatures fall into the low 40s by the time we get towards around 5 o'clock. Northwest winds are expected to increase to around 11 to 13 miles an hour across the region, and for the night tonight, we stay mostly cloudy, with overnight lows dropping down into the upper 20s and low 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, we are seeing that chance for showers early on in the afternoon. Otherwise, we turn partly sunny, as highs do reach near the 60-degree margin. For the night tonight, we'll turn to partly cloudy skies, helping to cool down quite a bit as overnight lows drop down into low 30s and upper 20s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, we are going to see that chance for showers early this afternoon before turning to partly sunny skies as highs for today look to reach into the upper 50s. For the night tonight, skies will continue to clear, so we'll see mostly clear skies with overnight lows dropping down towards the mid-30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, high pressure looks to build into the region, giving us plenty of sunshine for the daytime, with highs reaching into the low 50s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Reed Kisselback.